This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus, he joins in just 1 minute after I tell you Dunkin' is the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Brad, are you a coffee guy or not? Adam, would you like to tell us that Brad's on the phone or not?
He is supposed to be on the phone.
Punch him up there.
I guess something's going on
here.
Oh, there we go.
Weird.
Brad, you a coffee guy, Brad?
Huge coffee guy, yep.
Yeah, me too. Black coffee. I'm like a truck stop coffee guy. I'll drink the worse it looks, the better it is for me. Black all the time. That's how I like it. Nothing in it. Let's go.
I agree on the black all the time, but I will drink any coffee, but a good bougie coffee every once in a while definitely is.
Look at you. Like French press guy, all that stuff. All right, let's get down to business here, Brad. Deshaun Watson. What's the next step in the evolution of all this? Where does it go? How long does it take, and how does it end?
You know, I thought last night's report from Aaron Wilson was kind of sad and kind of frustrating, I think, if you're a player. And let me get the whole thing out here first. Where they basically came out and said they want to have a verbal appeal to this new disciplinary officer, and they don't want to follow the procedure. And I say it's frustrating because, look, I'm not talking about the case at hand, but you went into the CBA negotiations in 2020, and I think the players got absolutely destroyed in so many different areas in this CBA. And one thing they used a lot of bargaining capital and political capital on in this negotiation was they hated that Roger Goodell was the judge, jury, and executioner of the commissioner discipline, and that he kind of made all the decisions willy-nilly, however he saw fit. And so when you get something in a negotiation, obviously you have to give. And so they used a lot of power to get this new process, and now they hate the process, right? So this appeal is only written appeals. Both sides submitted their documents. This guy is only supposed to read these documents and then read Judge Sue Robinson's document and then make his decision. And apparently they're trying to convince the league to let them speak in person and make a verbal appeal. So, nevertheless, what's going to happen is he's going to read these documents. I think we'll see a decision this week, but I think the larger takeaway is just what a waste for the players in the NFLPA to get this new process, and the first time it comes up, they're trying to change the rules already.
Brad, chances that Jimmy Garoppolo gets signed to the Browns?
I think he'd have to be cut. So, I mean, you said sign, yeah. So a trade is not going to happen. I do think it's possible. You know, I think if he gets cut, there's just not a market for him, really. So even if he may be worth more than this, I don't see how a team's going to step up and give him more than, let's say, 1 year, $10 to $12 million, maybe with a bunch of incentives that can boost that up if he hits certain parameters. And then he tries to hit the market and cash in next year. And, yeah, I don't see why Cleveland would not be in the market there if it's a, you know, let's say it goes to 10 games or 12 games. I think with 6 games, they're fine with Brissett. But as soon as it gets into 10, 12 games, I think they would explore bringing in a guy like Garoppolo.
Well, what's keeping the Niners from moving on this, Brad? Is it the market? Is it the fact that they're hoping they can actually get something in a trade, that somebody's interested enough in taking on Garoppolo and his cap hit, that they'll make that trade? Or is it simply just waiting for somebody to get hurt somewhere? Is there still a chance that they can capitalize on the dwindling Jimmy Garoppolo market?
So I do think they're holding out hope that someone will trade with them. But you just look around the NFL, and there just aren't openings for a starting quarterback. And obviously, no one's going to pay a ton in a trade for a backup quarterback. So I think they are holding out. I mean, yeah, we are getting injuries across the NFL. It is a part of the game. So maybe they're holding out hope. Maybe it's a bad way to put it. But, you know, they want to see if someone maybe gets injured and they can step up. And secondly, frankly, my cynical view, I think the number one team in the NFL that makes the most sense is the Seattle Seahawks. They're the only team now that you can say they absolutely need a new starting quarterback in the, you know, for this season. And so maybe San Fran says, look, we're going to hold on to him as long as humanly possible. If nothing comes up, we'll cut him, you know, August, you know, on cut down day in August 30th. And then if Seattle does bring him aboard, he's not going to be ready to actually play until, you know, week four, week five, once he learns the playbook and meets the players and yada, yada. So I do. I think they're just kind of playing a cat and mouse game at this point and just saying, hey, if no one's going to pay us, then we'll just hold on to him as long as humanly possible.
Do you think the Browns will be a playoff team with Jimmy G?
Yeah. I mean, you look at their schedule. We talked about last time I was on. It's a little bit easy in the beginning. You have kind of three easy wins there. And then, you know, I think you just – if you get Deshaun Watson back and maybe gets hot and finishes the season strong as well, I think they could sneak in as a wild card. I don't think he would be able to win this division. I think, you know, one of the other three teams would probably be able to win the division if Garoppolo is the starter. But I do think they have the ability to be a wild card team in the AFC.
Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. All right, pluses versus minuses. Deontay Johnson essentially taking a bridge deal, as opposed to waiting for a year, playing through this, and then maybe getting a bigger deal at the end of this year. I like where he positioned himself. What about you?
I agree that, you know, it's not a bad thing to get $36.7 million with $27 million of that guaranteed, but this is a slam dunk home run signing for Omar Khan. This should make every Steelers fan optimistic about the future and very happy and thinking they're in good hands with the new GM. Obviously, he's been there for a very long time. But, I mean, you look at this deal, even Christian Kirk is making more money over the first 2 years of his deal. Guys like DK Metcalf and Deebo Samuel will make $54 million through the second year of their deal. Deontay Johnson under $37 million through his two-year deal. So, I mean, just not even close to the other guys in the market. And I came on and I said, look, I don't think he's going to get $23, $24 million, but him getting 2 years, $40 million maybe, you know, I thought was more realistic. And so, you know, he does trail some of those guys in certain statistics. I pulled a bunch of stuff up, but, you know, he's top 10 in yards after the catch, top 10 in yards after contact. Actually third in the amount of missed tackles he forces in open space, but then 35th in explosive receptions. Cup, Adams, Diggs, Moore, Godwin, McLaurin, and Metcalf are all top 10 in that metric since 2019. So some areas where he trails them, but, you know, is that Big Ben? It's just, I think it's so fascinating that I do think Omar Khan kind of convinced him, you know, your production, the volume of it was based on the fact that Big Ben was throwing the ball in 2 seconds. And we don't really think that, you know, you're a dynamic, game-changing playmaker. You're a very, very good player, but we don't view you in that upper echelon, even if some of your stats do measure up. And I think they convinced him of that. And so, anyway, I think it is a win-win for both parties, but I think this is a home-run deal for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Brad, is Cam Hayward severely underrated? Like, whenever you think of Cam Hayward, do you put him in the category of Aaron Donald?
He's criminally underrated. Absolutely. I don't know. You know, I do think Aaron Donald is just a different beast. You know, I think he honestly is on a track to be maybe the greatest defensive player in the history of the NFL. But we say this a lot. Like, if there wasn't an Aaron Donald, we would be talking so much more about Cam Hayward. I think you maybe kind of throw Chris Jones in that mix a little bit as well. Guys that just no one talks about because of Aaron Donald. But yes, Cam Hayward, you know, it's crazy, too. He signed his deal about $16 million per year when he was 32 years old. And I'm thinking, well, you know, he's pretty old. And he had graded above 90, you know, since he signed that deal. So he is. He is a freak. He is so, so, so good. And I do think he is underappreciated across the league.
Brad Spielberger, pardon me, Pro Football Focus with us here on the Fan Morning Show. The Steelers have a handful of guys listed behind Najee Harris on the depth chart. Brad, Benny Snell, Anthony McFarland, Jaylen Warren, Mateo Durant, Master Teague recently brought in. Is any one of those guys going to be enough if Najee Harris goes down? Are they prepared with a proper contingency plan behind him?
I do not think so, no. I mean, the way the Pittsburgh Steelers operate, they're one of the few teams in the NFL that still kind of goes with the workhorse running back, right? I mean, Najee had so much volume last year. We now see a lot of teams with this committee approach. And I'm not saying that, you know, they're wrong in going about that, but if you're going to have the system where the guy that has to come in needs to be able to pass block and catch balls and obviously run the rock, I don't think any of those guys are really dynamic three-down players behind him. So even if you're bringing in a guy that's maybe not doesn't have the, you know, the ceiling of a guy like Najee, or he's not as good in one facet as some of the guys behind him, I think they need to look on the market potentially, you know, to have a guy in place maybe look at some of the trade options, not saying Kareem Hunt in division, but, you know, maybe out in Las Vegas if they want to move on from a Kenyon Drake or something like that. I don't think Josh Jacobs is available. But nevertheless, I think they should be looking around and keeping an eye on things. Maybe they don't need to make a move now. But, no, I think if he goes down, that is a big problem.
Do you look at George Pickens as potentially a massive steal for the Steelers? I know that many said after the draft they liked him maybe as their number one wide receiver. Meanwhile, he went 11th in terms of wide receivers in the draft.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a phenomenal talent. You look at some of his play tape at Georgia, obviously didn't get to play a ton because of the injury, but, I mean, you could just tell he was different, right? I mean, sometimes you watch tape and you just say, I mean, this guy just looks different than the rest of the guys on the field, and that's against top-end SEC competition at Georgia. So, I do, you know, obviously there were some question marks that came up during his pre-draft process, but from a pure talent standpoint on the football field, yeah, I think if he doesn't tear that ACL, he might be one of the first wide receivers off the board in that first round.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Brad Spielberger. Brad, last thing for you. You look at the quarterback situation here, and it's like all people in Pittsburgh are talking about it, rightly so, because you always talk about the quarterbacks. How much, and I want to pry deep into your brain here. I want the honest opinion from you. It's week 10 or so. Who's the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and how does this all play out? And then it's the start of next year. Who's the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and how does this all play out? Mitchell Trubisky's on a two-year deal. Is he here for the long term, at least 2 years or not? What's the story?
Yeah, Steeler Nation, welcome to, you know, what the Chicago Bear fans have been doing every season for the last, you know, 28 years I've been alive. Yeah, you know, I don't know. I don't think Trubisky is a long-term option. I think it's basically a one-year deal couched as a two-year deal. And, you know, shout out Brooke Pryor, ESPN, who I think does a great job covering the team. Her timeline from practice is scary. It's sad. I mean, you read some of these stuff, and yes, it's early. The defense is always ahead of the offense in camp, especially in Pittsburgh with this defense. But, I mean, it just sounds like he can't even get things done in practice. I'm all too familiar with some of those reports on him, unfortunately. So, look, I think he will start the year. I think he will get a – not have a short leash. I think he will get some runway. By week 10, frankly, it could be Kenny Pickett if they think he's ready. It could be Mason Rudolph if he says, look, how am I any worse than this Trubisky kid that you brought in? I think anything is on the table. But then next year, I think it's Kenny Pickett's team. I think they will give him a full off season. Even if they have some question marks, kind of like a Trey Lance situation, they'll say, look, he's obviously not that much worse than any of these guys we can maybe bring in. Let's get him game reps, get him live reps against NFL teams besides our own defense, and give him the, you know, give him the runway. So this year, though, I think anything goes, and it does not sound great so far, you know, coming out of camp.
Real quick, Brad, before we let you run, are they going to be able to get anything for Mason Rudolph in a trade between now and either the start of the regular season or before the trade deadline?
It's a cheap one-year deal, so maybe you get like a sixth-round pick, but I think that goes more to, frankly, just the lack of need, right? So, you know, guys like Kyle Allen a couple years ago went for a fifth-round pick. There are situations where it happens, but I just think right now we're in a situation where both at starter and at backup, like every team seems to have one or two guys in their building. They may not be great players, but, you know, I'm not sure if Rudolph is perceived as having a ton of upside. I think he's a quality backup, one of the maybe not better backup, you know, a top 15 backup in the NFL, but I'm just not sure there's a market for that, really.
Who's the worst team in the NFL?
Oh, I think the Atlanta Falcons are the worst team in the NFL. I really think they could win like two or three games this year. You know, Marcus Mariota just has not been able to stay healthy. Their offensive line is terrible. They probably have the worst defense in the NFL. And I like Pitts and London on the outside as receivers, but I think their roster is awful.
There we go. Great stuff. End on a high note. thank you, Brad. We'll talk again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, Brad.
Great stuff from him always. As always, he's on the Fan Hotline presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. This is – I wonder how long you can hold on to Mason Rudolph for. I mean, you don't – like he was saying, you don't root for anybody else to get injured, but it'll happen. It'll happen in a preseason game. And that sixth or seventh round pick, someone will offer that. It's coming.
And again, you have until November 1st.
Right.
So, I mean, anything could happen even early in the season. Someone's backup or even a starter goes down and they elevate their backup.
Here's another question that I don't think enough people in town are talking about. If you're Kenny Pickett and you're in the quarterback room, okay, but you have a choice to gravitate toward one of those two guys. Like, it's a no-brainer you're gravitating and trying to learn more from Mitch Trubisky than Mason Rudolph, even though Mason Rudolph has been here longer. Doesn't Mason Rudolph strike you as colder than Mitch Trubisky? He does to me.
No, not in my opinion. I mean, I think if I'm Kenny Pickett, I'm leaning on both of them for different things. I'm leaning on Mason Rudolph because, to your point, he's been here longer and has a more should have more knowledge of certain things within the offense. But I'm probably leaning on Trubisky just a little bit more to understand how a mobile quarterback can best exist in this offense.
I mean, if you're smart and you're a young quarterback.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're going to lean on Deontay Johnson, who just got paid, and Najee Harris, who will get paid in the future. So I probably wouldn't lean on either of them. I lean on my offensive coordinator and the two stars on offense to help out.
Hey, Mason, how do you check the ball down, buddy? Please give me all your tips on how to get rid of the ball quickly to a non-threatening player out of the backfield.
Mason, I said this to Crowley before. If they, you go to the coaches convention in like Dallas or wherever they hold it, and they have all these coaches in the room, and they break off into different sessions and do all this stuff about the defensive guys who get into the proper hand for the real nuanced stuff, the hand position with a three technique and how you can get up, and then the coming out of a break, the routes and everything. If they had, and they needed to bring somebody on stage to go through all the progressions and then the proper way to check down and to buy time, Mason Rudolph, they would bring him up on stage and say, here's the perfect example of someone that can go through all the progressions and hit the 79th option on the route tree.
Yeah.
It's incredible how he can do that.
Yeah,
he
gets
like, this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy. No, 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 no. I'll throw it to this guy, and I know I can make between -1 and 1 yard. Every time right here.
That's why you have to have a mobile quarterback.
But when he played in college, he let it fly.
A lot of guys running wide open.
Yeah, you're right. Big 12, a lot of defense.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have a question about something the whole world did 4 or 5 months ago that I wonder, I don't hear anybody talking about it right now. And I'll tell you what that is coming up in just a couple minutes. And how are we going to watch this game on Saturday night? Are we watching it with the same, I guess, fervor might be the right word, the same fervor of a regular season game? We talk about that coming up at 8:30 here on the Fan Morning Show. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township, or visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. And I also need to tell you about Window Nation, because they are always there for you. Window Nation there to help you out. Back to school sale. Right, kids are going back to school. It's about time. Get them on that bus, send them off, have the day to yourself, or go to work, whatever. But there's a back to school sale. It coincides with going back to school with Window Nation, right? It's great, and they do it just about every year. Two free windows with every two that you buy. 0% interest until 2024. It's like free scholarship money to use for you. Stay cool, lower those bills, and raise the value of your home with new Energy Star efficient windows. Window Nation expertly installed over 1 million windows, rewarding and increasing value in over 150,000 homes. You be next. There's no limit, no minimum or no maximum. Buy two windows, get two for free. Buy six, get six for free. Buy 10, get 10 for free. Plus, you pay zero interest until 2024. No homework needed on this deal. I'm here to tell you it's the deal that you need to jump on right now. It's 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION, windownation.com. Pittsburgh Public Schools Back to School event presented by Frank Walker Law. Help a student get a head start on the new school year by donating a new stuffed backpack at any Pittsburgh Area Original Mattress Factory. You can donate. I can also buy backpacks online. A donated stuffed backpack is going to be distributed to the at the Pittsburgh for PPS Back to School event Monday, August 22nd. Find complete details 937thefan.com/backpack. Brought to you by Shendorovich, Shendorovich & Fishman, and Original Mattress Factory and Pittsburgh Cultural Treasure Initiative. I have a question. I was thinking back, I don't know, 4 or 5 months or so. The world was waking up, 6 months ago even. The world was waking up every single day. And people couldn't wait. I mean, couldn't wait. Because the indicator was these little blocks on our social media. Some were colored green, some were blank. Are people still playing Wordle? It seems to have fallen off in great form. Like, it was all, so much so, it was all over our social media where you had to investigate. Like, it was fear of missing out. There was nothing like fear of missing out with this Wordle.
I don't see nearly as much.
No,
never. Never. I think it got harder or something happened. I think it expanded. It got bigger, larger.
Mm. Well, it got bought by a different platform.
That's right.
I know that. But it feels like it trailed off pretty quietly.
I just don't think people want to think. And they were thinking because they thought they had to think. And they wanted to show their friends how good they were at thinking. And they realized they didn't really want to think that much.
That's a pretty good call.
I think that might just be you.
No, I think you might be right about that. Yeah. I think they woke up for a little bit of time and said, I want to mentally challenge myself like Sudoku or like one of those other word puzzles, whatever it might be. And then after a little time, so this is fun. I've exercised my brain enough. I've put it into the shape that I'd like it to be for a while. And the next thing that comes along, maybe I'll jump into that. But this is just a quick poll of my social media. I don't see anywhere near those green blocks. I see the people that I see now, they're like holdovers.
I bet summertime was real big in killing off Wordle. Because it was part of that routine. You'd get up in the morning, you do it, and maybe you're commuting or whatever you're doing, and then all of a sudden summertime comes around, your schedule gets thrown off, the kids are home maybe, whatever else is going on that's going on, you're taking vacations. Before you know it, you haven't touched Wordle in 3 months.
Did you guys play it?
Yeah, it had
a little bit.
And it had a staying power for me. I thought, okay, this is something I can make part of my morning routine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know why, no real reason why it just sort of fell off. It just became...
Trend's gone.
I read the obituaries every morning. That's part of my morning routine. That's one
thing. I feel like I heard you say that like years ago.
I always do. One, you make sure you're not in them. Two.
Well, if you were in them, then you wouldn't be reading.
You don't know that. One, you make sure you're not in them. Two, you make sure that you don't know anybody in them. And three, I think it's very mental. It's a great mental exercise to read about just regular people, because you often find people lived really interesting lives. And then lastly, the people who are old now, 80s and 90s, whatever, that are dying off, you can find and read a lot about perseverance with that age group, in so much as a lot of them are either first or second generation Americans and had to really make their way in life in this country. And when you read those stories of just like regular people, like it'll be came to America from Italy with 8 brothers and sisters at the age of 4 and worked his way up and went to Carnegie Tech. And you're like, you know, came here and didn't have anything, emigrated from Ireland and with his 4 brothers.
So you do this every morning?
Every morning, yes. I read them all. I find the stories fascinating of regular people, especially in that age group, who emigrated to America or their parents did, and they had to make their way in life from nothing. And there's so many stories like that in the obituaries.
I mean, they weren't persevering that well. They died.
Yep.
Fair point.
But they did for 80 or 90 years.
And then they gave up at the end.
No, no. I just, I do, because I think that our, I think younger people, they got it easy. We got it easy. Yeah. Everybody after those people have it easy. And you read it, and it's a good, I don't know, I find it a good guidepost for me every morning to remind myself, like, that old man that you see walking down the street or the guy whose funeral it might be, that guy, like, he didn't waste anything.
Right. He did a
lot.
He
was a gardener.
Worked
until
every day.
Yes. Worked 61 years at J&L Steel or whatever. And you're like, holy heck.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, so that's why. But it's also, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's become part of my morning routine, reading the obituaries.
Chris, do you read them too?
No.
You were nodding like you were.
No. I know. We've talked about this plenty of times, so I know exactly what Colin's thinking on it is. And it makes sense. Me, no, I'll just veg out.
I like real stories too. Like, I don't watch any television shows with actors, or and I don't really like. I'd rather watch a documentary than any movie.
You know what? I'm
weird
starting
like
to get like that too. I'm starting to find myself watching more documentaries about, you know, the behind the scenes of movies instead of the actual movie, like what went down, like stuff like that. I found myself doing that.
I don't know. I like regular stuff. All right. And speaking of real, it gets real. Well, at least in preseason form, coming up on Saturday. Question about Saturday's game, because I know this one feels different than it has, man, in a decade and a half, probably. Pomp better be on his game. I'll tell you that much for this preseason game. But we talk about that coming up in just a couple minutes here on the Fan Morning Show. You want to be on your game, QC Kinetics is going to get you right back in it. You might suffer from that joint pain, from arthritis, from an injury. You know the traditional treatments, right? Pain meds and steroids and then surgery, right? No good. Be out of that game, right? QC Kinetics is there for you, the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. It's an exciting, advanced, natural alternative that can give you lasting relief using your body's own healing power. Listen, steroid shots, they're toxic to your joints. Pain meds are addictive, and nobody wants to go under the knife. Who in the heck wants surgery? It's 2022. Those old ways are out. The new ways are in. When I say new ways, I mean QC Kinetics, regenerative medicine. Restore, repairs damaged joint tissues using the natural biologics, what you crave here. 724-201-4230. 724-201-4230. QC Kinetics, natural biologics right here in Western Pennsylvania. Feel better right now. 724-201-4230.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
breaking news. Welcome to the freaking jungle. It's now Paycor Stadium. P-A-Y-C-O-R. Paycor. P-A-Y-C-O-R. Naming rights in Cincinnati. Paycor is a payroll, like a third party payroll outsource kind of company.
Paycor's full suite of HR solutions modernizes how organizations manage their people.
Mm. Yeah, it's a company. It's a company that bought the naming rights. So there you go, Paycor. You know, it rolls off the tongue better than Acrisure, though. I'll give it to them for that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Better name.
Mm-hmm. So. There you go. Paycor. All right, this game on Saturday. Saturday at 7 or so. Pomp will be on there. Is it Charlie Batch on with Pomp?
I would guess.
Yeah, Charlie.
So that, and then they'll get their first preseason home game that they normally get. Art the second stops by in pregame normally if all the programming remains the same. No weatherman on the sideline. I know that. That's gone by the wayside. But anyway, so this one, though, feels different, and I almost think, and I was talking to someone about this, I was talking to Crowley about it, but I was talking to somebody else, one of my friends, about this. I said, do you almost go through your regular season pregame and pre-snap and get ready for the game routine? Because normally it's like, oh, it's Carolina, Ben's going to be out there, he's going to have a baseball cap on, oh, he's going to smile and whatever, and then you watch for some down-the-line backup linebacker that might get a spot, and is Ulysses Gilbert going to make a tackle? Who cares?
Then there's a three-hour lightning delay.
Do you watch for that, or, like, this one is so much different? This almost feels like a regular season game.
A little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it does have that feel to it. Obviously, with the quarterback situation, there's going to be a lot of guys out that, you know, stars and, you know, the Freiermuths and Claypools of the nature, but it does have that feel to it because from what, I guess, the sources that Pony has, and I know his sources, it's me because I said this yesterday morning, from the structure of how the quarterbacks are going to be laid out throughout the four quarters of the game,
right,
you're going to be entertained throughout the four quarters of the game because you're going to see those guys last throughout the game and be engaged in what they do on every single
snap. That's a pretty great call. There's not going to be some double number guy from North Carolina A&T at the very end of the game or New Mexico State at the very end of the game where you go, who in the hell is this?
Right.
No, it's some guy with his last name not on his uniform. It's going to be
Kenny freaking Pickett.
Right. It's going to be from the very beginning to the end where you're going to have to watch as a Steeler fan.
Oh, I'm titillated. I'm getting myself a pizza. I'm getting chicken wings. Nice. I'm getting a sixer. I'm going to get a nice buzz going. I'm going to feel like crap on Sunday. And that's going to be how I usually feel on Monday mornings. I'm going into this like a full dress rehearsal. I might throw a jersey on, perhaps a cap, put the daughter down a little bit early. I am in, baby.
You know, he got mad at me because, you know, I've gotten out of the wing game a little bit. I don't mind wings every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone to, and he says my football fandom pretty much should be revoked. I can't even believe I'm going to say this. I'm okay with having sushi watching a game, ordering a bunch of sushi. Yeah. He was like, this is un-American.
It's odd.
This is
different.
I'm okay with it.
I mean, sushi's good.
I love sushi.
Okay, sushi at hockey games down at PPG Paints.
It's different.
I will go to the sushi place. And, you know, did you ever see like the Head of the Ohio, it's called, I think, that rowing competition?
Oh, yeah.
Right? I'll look at the wall and say, you see a boat that's that big? Fill that one. Let me have that sushi boat that's $339 that normally 11 people, 17 people come in and eat. I want that.
Yeah,
for
they sorted
my
every single
yes,
piece of
everything.
Sushi.
Yes. I'll take it. I don't care how much it costs. Yeah. Because I'm a grazer during games, and I'd rather do that. I've gotten out of the fried food game for the most part. Sushi has been my go-to for watching Steeler games.
Listen, if you invite me over your house and you have a whole table of a big platter full of sushi, I'm going to eat that throughout the whole game. I'm going to pick.
It looks like a boat. I mean, I'll get the biggest boat. Like, it's a boat Chip Ganassi could have.
Mm-hmm. It's like $59.
It's a yacht.
It's like $59.
A yacht of sushi.
Let's go.
Yep. I am
fine to admit that, too. Mm-hmm. And I had a wing take, too. I like garlic parmesan.
Uh-huh.
But you smell like it for 48 hours, so I don't eat it anymore. It gets under your fingernails.
So your favorite wing flavor, you're just not going to eat.
The last couple times I've had garlic parmesan, it's so good, but you taste it for 2 days, it's all in your fingers and everywhere. It's tough.
I've decided that if I'm committing to the wings, I don't like. There's a curry flavor that I like that'll leave my fingers yellow.
Oh yeah.
For like 6 hours afterwards. I don't care. I've committed to the wing, and if I'm committing to the wing, I'm committing to my favorite flavor of wing as well.
But you can go boneless with garlic parm. It's not wings. That's fine, but you can get your sauce, get a little crisp in there, still the protein from the chicken, bang, little fork in that, fingers stay clean.
Curry flavor.
I'm the guy.
You go Steph wings. Curry, Seth Curry, or Del Curry?
Mrs. Curry.
Got it. She's on a market now, right?
That's what I've heard.
I don't know. She was dating a tight end from the New England Patriots.
Oh, she was.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
You? Uh-huh.
Wasn't Doran Dickerson, was it?
Listen, I had
wait
to,
a minute.
I had to get
whoa,
it straight.
You pulled some Zach Wilson stuff? What do you got
I mean,
going
she's all right. I ain't going to lie.
What?
She's all right.
Do you know who one of Del Curry's real good friends is?
Yeah. Mm.
He played in college with Ron Everhart, who was their Virginia, big Virginia Tech buddies.
Okay.
And still to this day, big friends. Big friends.
I was just watching after the championship this year how awkward it was between those two more than I was watching Steph.
But he has a girlfriend now, right? Del Curry?
Yes.
They both do. They were sitting next to each other.
Oh, Sonia. Hello.
Yeah. You just look it up.
Good morning from way downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's good. This is Steph's mom you're talking about?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. No longer boneless in there, huh, Crowley?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's got to be 50 some, right?
I mean, Steph's my age.
Now, I'm looking down at a text. It says Zeiss. This.
It says Zeiss.
I thought you were going to say Zeiss. Honestly, I did.
Zeiss says I've turned into a yuppie. No, I just don't eat wings anymore for games. And I don't want pizza because the pizza place gets inundated and it takes forever to get a pizza on a game day. And I started to like sushi sits in my stomach.
I love sushi.
And I don't end up sitting on the pot the next morning forever.
Yeah, you know what?
You get it.
You might have me turned on to something.
Or just something different. I just can't. The older you get, fried food, you pay for it.
Yep.
You pay for it.
I'd eat wings and sushi.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
In the same, I'd do one half. Half.
You know, one fried thing that I will have is that Crab Rangoon.
Mm.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I had some of those the other night.
Oh, my gosh. I'll just squeeze it. It's like squeezing a zit, though, but I don't care. I'll just squeeze that crab into my mouth.
It's good.
Oh, is it good? Oh, like it's like Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah.
That crab right in there.
I can't even think about that.
That's I know I can't even. I saw it one time. I was flipping through the channels and it was like this guy. He looked like he'd been down in the mine for about 7 years straight. He came up and his lady, she's like, "Oh, come here." And they popped. It was green and yellow and orange. And it flew out. It flew out faster than any current member of the Pirates has ever thrown a fastball.
Can't do it.
It just came flying out. And it was big, goopy. And it was the consistency of like clam chowder.
I'm done.
Doran's so mad. Shelby Cassesi, I know, I love it. This hits different. Shelby Cassesi, in just a couple minutes, we hear from her. Good morning.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shelby Cassesi on her way to camp. She's going up camp. She's got to cover camp. So she's driving up camp. But she still filed her story because she's a pro, total pro. This hits different. So, Shelby, good morning. Tell us about Fallon O'Regan.
Good morning, Danny. Good morning, guys. So, yeah, Fallon has been in the news for a good reason, but unfortunately because he went through something really horrific last week. His apartment building burned down in the middle of the night, but he and a neighbor who got out first did some really quick thinking. Fallon's a Bentworth senior football player this year. Some really quick thinking on their part helped all their neighbors get out safely.
All right, let's hear the story, and then we'll check back in with Shelby. Let's go, Crowley.
Sharing the stories of remarkable young people in Western Pennsylvania, this is This Hits Different on 93.7 The Fan.
Just before 1 a.m. last Tuesday, 17-year-old Fallon O'Regan was just getting ready to head to bed.
I look out my front door where I have my porch, and I just see the porch. So I just walk out my room, go to the front, open the door, and I just get engulfed by a flame.
His four-unit apartment building in Bentleyville was burning quickly. The front exit no longer an option. He grabbed his keys and wallet and got out through a back window. Knowing many of his neighbors were likely trapped inside on the second floor, he and another neighbor who escaped knew they needed to act quickly.
My neighbor said, "Why don't we grab a blanket and try?" I just thought of a bigger blanket. And that was the trampoline.
Fallon, a senior football player at Bentworth, grabbed the trampoline from their yard and set it against the side of the building, pleading with his neighbors to jump as fire engulfed their homes.
They refused to jump. The kids just kept saying, "Take care of the dogs."
In that moment, Fallon called his mother, Becky Williams, who was at work when the fire started.
He called me hysterical, and I could hear him saying, "Just jump, just jump." And I ran out of work and came home.
But firefighters say as they got to the scene, they saw people leaping from windows, hitting the trampoline below. Fallon says he helped two adults, two kids, and their pets down from the second floor. Three people were taken to the hospital that night. Some, including Becky and Fallon, lost beloved pets. Everyone else got out, but don't expect this humble hero to take much credit.
I mean, if they're saying it, I guess it is, but I don't feel heroic.
However, Williams says it's no surprise her kid thought to lend a helping hand in even the most chaotic circumstance.
I'm extremely proud of him and grateful that, you know, he helped to get everybody out.
Still, Becky, Fallon, and their neighbors are now trying to figure out how to move forward after losing everything.
All my clothes, my kids' clothes, the TVs, the entertainment centers, my everything, pictures. Everything.
The family has set up a GoFundMe to get back on their feet. But even in their greatest time of need, Fallon is thinking of others.
We get extra money, then I'm going to use it to help my neighbors out, too, because they lost everything, too.
All right. Shelby, great, great story. Quick turnaround, too, Shelby. How'd you find this that quickly?
Well, first out the gate, definitely have to thank Marty Griffin because he's done a lot of work with this family. He helped with a lot of these interviews. And was gracious enough to lend the sound to This Hits Different. But when you hear a story like this, when you hear of someone stepping up in a moment that a lot is going wrong, a lot is chaotic, you know, you have to turn it around quickly. And when we did that, I believe when the Bethel Park football team helped out in the middle of that crazy snowstorm over the winter, just got to turn these things around quickly to make sure that these stories get out. And we're thinking of Fallon and his family and his neighbors, but it was incredible thinking on his part to help get his neighbors out of harm's way.
Now, speaking of turnaround quickly, the Steelers practice has been bumped to 10:30 a.m., so yeah. Maybe you need to turn around quickly and get up there. We don't need to hold you longer than need be. So
I think I'll be doing some Paul's Ice driving to get up there, yes.
All right, be safe. We'll let you go. We know it was originally scheduled for 1:55, so we'll let you get up there. Thank you so much, Shelby.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you soon.
And I need to mention to people listening that maybe we're planning to go to, I don't know why 1:55 always. That's just so weird to me. Why not just make it 2 o'clock or 1:45? Yeah. But all tickets for today's practice that was originally scheduled for 1:55 will still be honored, but practice is now at 10:30. So you have an hour and a half to get to Latrobe or Latrobe. Crowley, you're shaking your head back there. Why?
I feel bad. I mean, your tickets are still good, meaning you're not going to get refunded, probably. Maybe I'm wrong, but your whole day has to get moved up now if you want to go to
Steelers.
Well,
what are they supposed to do about it?
I mean, they didn't make the weather. Yeah. Also, the refund people that were scheduled to go to 1:55 practice, They're there already on the side of the road anyway.
That's true.
It's just a shorter wait.
Except for poor Shelby.
Except for Shelby, who's now driving very fast up there. So there's that. Man, the anticipated weather. There's been havoc with the weather with Steeler camp this year.
Yeah.
You look at the three preseason games. You look at trying to get quarterbacks work and the receivers work. Will it shorten things? I don't know. Like, man.
Why don't they just build a bubble up there?
You lose a ton of the environment if you're going to practice in a bubble.
Can you practice in a bubble in the Thunder and Lightning anyway? That's the other thing. Like, when they would practice at Duquesne's bubble, I don't know if they could in Thunder and Lightning.
I don't know. That's a good question.
That is a good question.
I think that kind of counts as kind of being outside almost. You know? I don't know the answer to that. If that's a structure, that's a structure that is good enough to kind of be in the Thunder and Lightning.
Right. Like, if it's a bad storm, I don't know.
I'll call Mary Hours.
Yeah, figure this out, Crowley.
Her and then a structural engineer. Did you see Mary Hours throughout the first pitch at the Wild Things game the other day?
I did see that.
Absolute missile lefty from the top of the mound.
Nice.
Missile straight down the heart of the plate. Mary Hours, just right down the heart.
Wow.
Yes, with some velocity, little spin, high spin rate, getting it done.
Crafty lefty.
Little cutter, yes.
Pride
definitely.
Of beer balls.
Yeah, definitely could come in and get. You can't do this anymore because you got to face the minimum batters. But you could get like one guy out, and that just is a La Russa special.
You can bring him in with two outs in the inning.
Yes,
bring Mary in.
Yeah, you could do that. You could do that. But yeah, I wasn't stunned, but I was like, okay, here we go. Mary Hours
got a little something to
then
it.
Then Yinzers will say, it's more accurate with that than the damn weather. You know, never told me. She could throw a strike, but man, never did. She's going to post the rain. She told me it was going to be sunny. Do you think Verzella would have tried to throw it real hard?
Yes.
Who would have been the most hardo first pitch weather person?
Verzella.
Stocky.
You know who is on my do not fool list forever?
Who?
He could be 95 years old. And he's not a weather guy, but local news guy. I would never fool with Sheldon Ingram.
No.
Sheldon Ingram will mess you up.
Yes.
He will mess your day up.
You think?
I know.
And won't even roll up his sleeves to do so.
No. And he'll do it with a collared shirt on. Yep. His tie will never come undone. And he will just hit you with some, not even jujitsu stuff. He would just hurt.
I'm looking at a pic of him online where he's wearing a turtleneck, and all I see are pecs.
It's just busted out in traps. Like, he will mess you up. But how do you think Smiley would do with the first pitch? Okay?
I think he'd do all right. You don't think?
From a meteorology standpoint, though, we know Mary Hours can throw.
Right.
We know that Verzella would try to throw it hard.
Right.
Steven Cropper?
Cropper might be
all right. Who else in meteorology? Person?
Harbaugh. Harbaugh do okay.
I think he'd be all right. I think he knows how to throw.
Pedlin.
Ray Pedlin, yes. My kids are fascinated by that Hey Ray thing. They think it's the greatest thing on television.
It's like the Pittsburgh version of Mr. Wizard.
It's incredible. It's really good. I like that he brings the science to the people. That's a great segment. He and his daughter, they have a great relationship, and it shows. So there's that, and then I don't know who else from a first pitch standpoint. Local, I want to see Ifield's first pitch. That's what I want to see. Again, not a meteorologist. I want to see him and Heather out there all cranked up from PTL. That's all they do. That's what I told Pomp.
Half
Annie.
A bottle of rosé later.
They do him, little Pomp and Heather. All they do is drink.
Yeah.
On that show. They get going at about 9:45.
Yeah, like 9 a.m. Right?
Yeah, well, they get up at 1 in the morning, too. So.
They do. They get going. And bang, there we go. They're drinking this. They're drinking that. They're talking about some festival, some beer festival in Millville. Hey, let's go.
Drinking limoncello.
Let's do it. Shummer, think he could throw a first pitch?
He'd do all right.
Yeah.
He'd get it done, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, well. You know what? I'm just thinking about talking about this.
Huh.
It's been 40 years. We've seen him do everything. Have we ever seen Pompey Annie throw a first pitch?
I don't think so.
I know.
Has he ever thrown a long overdue? It is long overdue. Has he ever done it for anything?
Maybe he's been avoiding it.
We've seen him sit back there in the Jim Rohr seats enough.
Right. We've got to get to the bottom of it. And if the Pirates ever had occasion to invite Pomp, it's 40 years.
Yes.
Now's the time.
Yes.
Good.
Why has he never thrown out a first pitch? Or there's no video evidence of this. Or even a Little League game. You know, like South Fayette opens their season. Or Ingomar opens their season. Why has Pomp never thrown out a first pitch anywhere?
It's a hell of a question.
He might be in here today, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm going to ask him. I got to get to the bottom of this. More Steeler talk. Can one player change his fortunes and maybe with it the fortunes of this offense? We talk about that coming up in just a couple minutes. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Join them for the first responder in 2023 Corvette Z06 Tour. That is August 9th. Rain and storms all day. High in the 70s.
That's the weather.
Sure is. And listen, Pittsburgh, Dunkin' wants you to know they got your back with a new lineup of summer iced drinks. So go get yours at Dunkin'.
Yeah, you're working hard out in the heat, making it happen, getting it done, coming in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.